Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. It's not even like a dream come true for me. Folks, it is a dream come true for me to be able to talk to you every day and to introduce you, especially to introduce you to these really smart people who are our Brain Trust members. And none compares to our good friend Tim Berry. Tim has been with us now since January of 98, ladies and gentlemen. That makes him actually pre-Brain Trust. I didn't actually start putting the Brain Trust together until like April of 98, and so he's actually pre-Brain Trust. That makes him not just an original member of the Brain Trust, but an original member of the show, and we were so glad to find him, and he's joined us now many times during the year, for every year since, to talk to us about starting, running, and growing your business with better planning and better fundamentals. He's the president, the founder, because he has second generation folks running the companies these days, but he's the founder of Palo Alto Software. They make Business Plan Pro, and he's our good friend Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Tim, wow, what an introduction. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. And, of course, the new book is called The Plan As You Go Business Plan. I like to call it the 21st century book focused on the realities of the 21st century for business planning, and I encourage you to check that out, folks. Tim, I have this thing that I've been talking about a lot lately that I wanted to get your thoughts on, and help me help our audience weave this into our business model, into our business planning. And that is that in the future, more of our customers are, well, let me say that, let me back up and say that every day that goes by, our customers have more control over the relationship that they have with us. And they know more about us and about our products than they ever did before. They know more about what our products are worth compared to other people, other products out there. They have a high sense of what value is these days. And they're not only doing the research, but they're actually talking to each other about these things. And they'd like to talk to us about that. And I call that connection. I'm saying that's customers are wanting us, instead of marketing to them, instead of talking at them, they're wanting us to connect more with them. And I think this is something that businesses should be building into their business plan, this idea of customers having more control and wanting to be connected. What do you think?
I think that's really interesting and possibly very hard for businesses to react to, because, I mean, you're catching me on a very interesting spot there. It seems like this increased visibility is something that we live with, but we haven't been trained for this,
right,
as business people.
Because of the 20th century Madison Avenue marketing paradigm that we've had, it's just been you shout out at customers and hopefully they come to see you. But now when you shout at them, they're saying, well, now wait a minute, I don't like the tone of your voice.
Exactly. And we don't have that kind of training. You're saying connections. I'm thinking of the same concept in terms of visibility, and one hopes authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
As just factors, facts of life of this new world. You can't hide very well.
And you just said, I call that values.
Yes.
And see, this is the thing that I think customers are demanding of us. In the past, we would do business with somebody because they had the stuff we needed. It was a price we wanted to pay. We bought them and we left, and you know, bada bing, bada bam, we're off. We're out of there. But now customers are actually saying, wait a minute, I can get this product anywhere. I can get that service anywhere. The price, you know, it's not that much different from anywhere else. But I'm going to do business with a company that I admire. I like their values. I like the way they operate. That's happening more and more, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, the interesting thing on that is, even in the stock market, I work with a guy who's been tracking stocks for, some 20 years now, looking at a portfolio of companies that, way before it was popular, he was looking at social values and green and environment and whatever, and maybe it's just coincidence, but those companies as a group seem to be doing better the last 5 years than other companies, and I think that's the same thing you're talking about.
That is definitely
But here's where I think it gets more interesting, and you talk about the business plan elements of it. Remember in Wizard of Oz, and not everybody is old enough to remember this, but at least they replay it, the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Well, we were trained to manage like the man behind the curtain.
With those dials and lights and everything, switches.
And now we can't. The curtains are going away.
And that's the control that I'm talking about. And we're going to take a quick break and come right back after these messages. We're going to talk more about this fascinating 21st century topic, ladies and gentlemen, with a man who can help us, Tim Berry. Be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our good buddy Tim Berry still with us. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there. Things you can read, listen to, ask questions, and subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog. If you got 5 seconds, we got something you can do there. You got 15 minutes, we got something you can do there. Or anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Tim Berry is with us. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the author of The Plan As You Go, business plan that's brand new. Tim, we're talking about the connection that I'm proposing that customers are wanting more and more. You know, we used to say, Tim, that when a customer is happy, they'll tell somebody. When they're unhappy, they'll tell 100 somebodies.
Yeah.
We used to say that. That's back before customers actually had a way of connecting with each other all that much. Today, this conversation that's going on with customers, it's happening among customers online in the social media environment. It's happening online, and they're having conversations probably about your company, and if you're not part of that conversation, then you can't demonstrate your values, can you?
And furthermore, no, you can't. And furthermore, you just said you can't demonstrate your values. You can't really put up that fake mask as easily as was possible just a few years ago. You actually have to hold those values and live those values if you're going to pretend you do in front of the customers, because that curtain is taken away.
Some advertising, Tim, when you watch it, you feel like you're being manipulated with some advertising. And what's happening now in the online communities, and I prefer that, Tim, I prefer to talk about online communities instead of social media. I think social media is a negative, it's an unfortunate term for business use, and I prefer online communities. And so the conversations that are being had right now and are about our companies and our products and our performance and our values, those things are creating the opposite of manipulation, aren't they?
Yes. That's where you get the real truth. Here's one of the things, and by the way, before we leave this, I do have some business planning specific free recommendations for how this relates to business planning. But before we leave this, the question is, in my mind at least as I watch this, can you create a personality as a business, or do we have to recognize that in these communities we operate as individuals?
That's the hard part for businesses. And now you know why I don't like the term social media. I'd rather call it online communities, because you get to decide. But I actually think that it can be both, Tim. I think that the company can be part of these communities as a contributor of information, as someone who delivers resources to the community without being commercial, without being heavily commercial. You get to, you know, your company needs to be, gets to be mentioned. Any products that you have, you know, you get to mention those, so to speak. They need to be part of the delivery, but the content has to be the primary delivery product. And so the company can do that, and then the president, let's say, or somebody else can then join in a conversation separately. I think it can be both, and that's freaking out a lot of companies right now, Tim.
Well, it's harder, and that's where we have to watch, because if you imagine the cocktail party, the community setting where people are walking around in this conversation, the ones that are holding up masks that have a company logo,
yeah,
automatically from the beginning feel less real. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to do. Now, we see Zappos, and there are some companies who manage this very well, but most of the successful examples you get are either very small individual-oriented companies or individuals as companies, or the Tony, what's his name, of Zappos or something,
right,
who's where there's a personality behind the company who seems to be able to communicate, and always that background of authenticity. But then there are companies trying, and I know several people who work as the voice in the community of companies, and I'm just saying it's harder to do.
Well, and one of the things that I've been encouraging people to do, Tim, is to build their own online communities, their own platforms that are driven by their direct relationship with customers, direct service to their own communities, their customer-based communities, and build it around blogs, build it around newsletter connections, around text messaging, whatever channel you want to use to reach these people, to connect and to serve these communities, to do that. And to do it simultaneously, in parallel, in tandem with the Twitter and the Facebook and those kinds of things, because Tim, I believe that in 3 years we won't be talking about Twitter or Facebook. I'm not saying they'll go away. I think they'll be irrelevant, because I think businesses will have their own communities, and that's what I'm encouraging people to do. And when we come back, I want you to talk to us about that, and how we can build that into the business plan. If I'm right about that, how can we build that into the business plan? And I know you'll have some tips for us. And we'll do that right after these messages, folks. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Marshall Tucker bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. Tim is founder of Palo Alto Software. And Tim, that's that outstanding place where they can go to find models of your business plans to learn about how to do a better job of business planning. Give us that website, please.
That's bplans.com, B-P-L-A-N-S, like business plans, bplans.com.
How many models are there?
There are 500 and
wow,
something, 510, I think, more than 500.
When you and I started doing the show, there were like 60.
Yes, that's right. Actually, there were 30 when we started.
Maybe
so.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's 500 now, all of which you can see, from table of contents to appendices with monthly financials.
And free, too. All you got to
do
is show up.
You can see them free there on the web, all of them.
Check it out. And, of course, your own website, timberry.com, where they can find your blog and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you to do that, folks. And the book, The Plan As You Go Business Plan, that's available wherever books are sold?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Tim, we're talking about incorporating community building and the 21st century way of connecting with customers, the way they're demanding more and more. And Tim, I believe that this is everything that we're talking about is good news for small business owners, because nobody connects with customers better than we do.
Well, that's a good point.
And you've got some tips that you want to share with us.
Well, yeah. Remember, before we leave this topic, And it doesn't even take all the fingers in one hand. You can leave out the thumb and you still have four fingers to think about the business planning element of any push or effort in business. And those four, you start with what are your business goals, and then you put it into steps. How do I get there realistically?
Mm-hmm.
And then your third part is your metrics. How will you even know if you've gotten there? And the fourth part is, given that you're going to be wrong with whatever you predict, is the review and correct and regular review of the plan.
Those four fingers will get you through
any planning exercise.
Say them again.
Goals, steps, metrics, and regular review.
So what do you want to do? How are you going to get there? What's it going to look like? And what did it look like?
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah,
I like what you said. All projections are wrong.
Yeah, it's planning. It's not the plan that matters. It's
mm-hmm.
planning, which is why that plan-as-you-go idea in my last book. It's the regular review, and you have your goals and your steps and your metrics. So you apply the review, and then you're going to make course correction. It's like steering. Steering is correcting,
mm-hmm.
like walking is correcting.
Mm-hmm.
And that planning process really applies to this element of business as well as to the whole business or the cash flow or problem solving or whatever, your goals, steps, metrics, and review.
Do you have any idea about steps for incorporating community building in a business plan?
I think it depends so much on the specific situation of the business. We've talked about connecting and visibility, and authenticity to me is very important. And I haven't yet figured out this interesting problem of, do you act as the business
mm-hmm.
or as the person? And I think that it's hard to start putting prescriptions of which way is better. I'm much better on here's the process, but you fill in the content.
And I think I said, I don't see the quandary there. I think the company delivers the value, the overarching value to the community. They deliver the how-to and the content and the information and the updates, and the company serves the community through their input into the community. And then but the individuals, the president or whoever, the VP of sales or whatever, managed sales manager, whatever, then that person is the face of that, and they drop in and they drop into conversations, they answer questions, that kind of thing. To me, I think that's the answer. That's the way I think about it.
Well, that seems to work for several companies when you have that combination,
right?
Because then you have the person who can stand up. Because so much of this, when we talk about conversation
mm-hmm.
and community, you're really thinking people, not
that's right.
You know, you are the brand,
that's right.
Jim Blasingame or mm-hmm. Tim Berry,
mm-hmm.
not Palo Alto Software or...
And that's the connection, Tim, that people want.
Yes.
And they're going to want more of it. And that's why I say this is really good news for small businesses.
Yeah.
In my
opinion.
Because
of authenticity. It makes us more competitive.
Absolutely.
Because we're more able to be real.
TimBerry.com, PaloAlto.com, BPlans.com. Check all those out, folks. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, he is the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.